Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most classic tension moves in jungle and old school DnB, a pirate radio transition. This is that raw, hijacked broadcast moment right before the drop, where everything feels a little unstable, a little gritty, and then the tune slams back in hard. The big idea here is simple. We are not making a glossy EDM riser. We're making a short, phrase-locked burst of chaos that still grooves. Think radio hiss, chopped vocal chatter, filtered breakbeats, a teased bass hit, and then a clean, punchy drop. That contrast is what gives the drop its power. So first, open your arrangement view and find the section right before your drop. In DnB, this usually works best over 2 bars or 4 bars. That keeps the energy moving and makes the transition feel intentional instead of random. I like to set up a dedicated group for this, something like transition effects, and then keep separate tracks inside it for noise, vocals, drums, bass, and impacts. That way, you can control the whole moment like one performance. Let's start with the pirate radio texture itself. You need some kind of noisy broadcast bed. That could be white noise and simpler, a vinyl crackle sample, or even a bit of room tone or hiss you recorded yourself. The point is to create something that feels like an unstable signal. On that noise layer, start shaping it with auto filter. A bandpass or high pass usually works well here. You want the texture thin enough that it feels like it's coming through a cheap transmitter, not a full range effect sitting on top of the tune. As a rough starting point, try filtering somewhere between about 1.5 kHz and 6 kHz, depending on how bright or narrow you want it. Then add a little saturator for grit. You don't need to destroy it, just give it some edge. 2 to 6 dB of drive is often enough. After that, use a EQ8 to clean up the low end, usually rolling off everything below 150 Hz or so. If the highs get harsh, gently tame the 3 kHz to 7 kHz area. And if the noise is fighting the center of the mix, use utility to narrow it down or even pull it to mono. Now automate movement. This is where the transition starts feeling alive. Over the last 2 bars, automate the filter cutoff so it opens and closes a little, or sweeps upward and then tightens again. A cutoff range around 2 kHz to 8 kHz can work nicely, with resonance just high enough to give it that whistle-like radio edge. Tiny changes matter here. You do not need a giant sweep every time. A little instability goes a long way. If you want extra broadcast damage, you can place redux before the EQ and use a touch of downsampling or bit reduction. Keep it subtle. We want grime, not mush. Next, bring in a vocal or MC phrase. This is one of the most effective parts of a pirate radio transition because it gives the moment personality. It could be the spoken tag, a chopped MC line, a rewind-style shout, or even a phrase you record yourself. Load it into Sampler or split it manually in arrangement if you want more control. If the source is rhythmic, warp it so it stays locked in. Beats mode can be great for chopped rhythmic material, while complex mode is useful for more natural vocal phrases. Then try pitching the vocal down a few semitones for a darker, rougher feel. Sometimes pitching one phrase up for contrast gives the whole transition more attitude. To make the vocal feel broadcasted, add echo with a short sync delay, maybe 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and keep the feedback moderate. Then add reverb, but high pass the reverb return so it doesn't cloud the low end. You want the vocal to feel like it's bouncing around in an overdriven radio space, not washing out the whole mix. Now, one of the most important parts of this lesson, the drums. In jungle and old school DnB, the fill has to still feel like drums, not just random effects. Take a breakbeat from your track or a sample and build a chopped fill over the last bar, before the drop. You can do this in Sampler slice mode, or you can manually cut the audio and rearrange the hits in arrangement. A strong old-school approach is to keep the break groove present, but filtered and gradually broken apart. So maybe the first half of the transition still has a recognizable break pulse, and then the second half gets more chopped, with snare ghosts, extra hat stabs, and a little bit of rhythmic chaos. This is where drum bus can help glue the fill together. Try a little drive, maybe around 5-15%, and a touch of crunch if you want more bite. Keep boom low or off for the transition unless you specifically want a mid-range thump. Usually, the better move is to clear space and let the drop bring the weight back in. And that's a key DnB principle right there, contrast. If you make the fill too busy, the drop loses its impact. Sometimes the nastiest thing you can do is remove information for a moment and let the groove breathe. Now let's tease the bass. Don't reveal the full bass line yet. Just give the listener enough to feel the pressure building. Use wave-eatable, operator, or even a resampled bass hit from your main sound. A short re-stab, a sub-pulse, or one filtered bass note is usually enough. Start with a low-pass filter and keep the bass tucked away. You might be somewhere around 120 Hz to 600 Hz on the cutoff during the tease, depending on what kind of note you're using. Add some saturator or overdrive for edge, and use utility to keep the low-end mono. If you're layering with drums, make sure EQ8 is keeping the bass tease out of the way of the kick and break. Rhythmically, one or two bass notes is usually stronger than a full phrase. Think of it as call and response. The drums ask the question, the bass answers. That little conversation makes the transition feel intentional, and when the full drop lands, it feels like the whole thing finally resolves. Now we add transition effects, but keep them timed and musical. A reverse cymbal can help lead into the downbeat. A short impact hit on beat 1 can reinforce the drop. A noise sweep or a glitch burst from beat repeat can add some dirty energy. You can even use frequency shifter very subtly to create that unstable broadcast wobble. Just remember, the effects should support the groove, not bury it. In DNB, everything is about timing. If your ear candy is crowding the sub or stepping on the transient, it will weaken the drop. Use EQ aggressively if needed, especially on return effects. Now for the signature move. The signal collapse, right before the drop, automate the whole transition to fall apart. Close the filter quickly, pull the gain down for a split second. Let the echo feedback rise and then cut it. Swell the reverb, then kill it. You can even fake a little tape stop feel by automating clip transposition on a vocal hit or bass tease. That tiny moment of near silence before the drop can be huge. Even a quarter beat of space can make the first kick and bass hit feel massive. That's one of the oldest tricks in the book. And it still works because it plays with expectation. Before you call it done, do a quick mix check. Make sure the transition isn't crowding the low end. Keep noise, vocals, and FX high passed, usually above 120 to 180 Hz. Keep the sub focused and mono. If you need to, use spectrum to see whether the transition is filling up the low mids too much, and always check the transition against the first bar of the drop. The drop should feel bigger, because the transition made room for it. If the transition sounds exciting on its own but weak in context, it probably has too much information. That's a really common mistake. In jungle and DNB, clarity equals punch. A few quick pro moves if you want to take this further. First, try resampling the whole transition. Print it to audio, then chop the best moment and reuse it later as a custom fill or intro texture. That usually feels more cohesive than stacking a bunch of random effects. Second, try sending your noise or vocal chops to a dirty return with saturator, EQ, and maybe a little compression. That parallel grit can make the whole section sound more unified. You can also sidechain the noise lightly from the kick or even a ghost kick, so the transition breathes with the rhythm. And if you want it to feel more authentic, add tiny micro movements instead of huge sweeps. Small shifts in filter cutoff, send level, or stereo width can make the section feel alive without sounding overproduced. Here's a quick challenge for you. Set a 15-minute timer and build a 4-bar pirate radio transition in Ableton Live 12. Add noise, a vocal chop, a break fill, one bass tease, and a final half-bar collapse into the drop. Then listen back in context and ask yourself one question. Does the drop feel bigger because of the transition? That's the whole mission. Make it raw, make it rhythmic, and make it feel like the station is being hijacked right before the tune hits. When you get it right, the transition doesn't just fill space, it becomes part of the identity of the track. All right, let's build that broadcast chaos and make the drop slam.